Welcome back to Barely Serious. You're about to listen to episode 236, but before we get into the podcast, look, it's far out in advance, but Bend, Oregon, July 12th, I will be headlining a new, bigger venue than I have in the past in Bend, and then the next day, July 13th, you can catch me giving a eulogy at my aunt's funeral, so if you want to come and see both of those, you got to buy a ticket to the first one, and then, I don't know, bring some beer to the second one. I have no idea. Just come on out. It'll be a good time. Help me sell this one out. It'll be a lot of time. Now I'm just going to keep it in there. I don't give a fuck. July 12th, Bend, Oregon. With that out of the way, enjoy this week's episode. Welcome back to Barely Serious. This is episode 236. Oh, don't mention where we are. It's like a very easily found...
Oh, I would never, but I appreciate you saying that.
Talking to the mic, lady. I'm here with Destiny Lalane. What's up, dude?
What's going on? Thanks for having me. I'm high.
Are you?
I'm a little high.
You are snacking pretty heavy.
Let's get into why you don't eat at Trader Joe's. We're not snacking heavy. These are organic dried mangoes.
You're snacking heavy because you just showed up with a backpack and you just like took your shoes off, made yourself at home. This is the first time you've ever been to my apartment and you just opened up a bag of frozen or freeze-dried mangoes and you're just munching.
First of all, ladies, I did not expect this to be a shoe-free home. And it gives shoe-free home. So I walked in and I took off my shoes. I don't wear shoes in my house.
Why? What are you talking about? It's just...
You didn't have your shoes on, so I just thought it was a shoe-free home.
I just rolled out of bed. My shoes are all over the place. I have multiple pairs of shoes in the living room. Are those yours?
Yes.
All right.
It gives off, ladies, it gives off, we don't wear shoes in this household energy, is all I'm saying. Which I was impressed.
Is that attractive?
Yeah, I was impressed.
Yeah, we don't wear shoes here, ladies.
Yeah, I mean, you wear shoes in your home? You don't think it's gross to wear shoes out in the streets and then walk in your house?
I don't think about it. I don't wear my shoes in my house, really, because if I'm at my house, I'm just, you know, I'm just here. But if I, like, put on my shoes in the closet, and then I, like, because I have a walk-in closet, ladies. But if I put on my shoes in my closet, I'm not just going to, like, were you going to walk outside to my fucking porch and then put my shoes on and then leave? No, I'm putting my shoes on in here and then walking out the door.
You heard it here first. Galen Nash has a shoe-free home, ladies.
By proxy. On accident. I've never thought about it. It's not like a conscious thing. I just take... Yeah, see, my shoes right now are underneath the coffee table because I come home and I sit down, I throw the game on, and I just take my shoes off because it just feels better, not because I can't afford to clean my carpet.
Like a real man, ladies. He comes home, he takes off his shoes, he turns on the TV and watches sports.
Okay, so last night... I was at Sidebar, and so this is fresh, all right? Now, okay.
Any occasion?
No, I was just drinking at Sidebar. Well, it's because I went downtown to, you know, do a little networking, a little hanging out, and I went to Creek, and I was like, yeah, this is lame. And so I was like, I'm just going to go get wasted at Sidebar and play some pool, which is also networking. You're meeting a lot of, you know, filmmakers and other stuff. Networking isn't just meeting other comedians.
Potential fans?
Yeah, or... Ladies, like we're going to talk about. Have you ever like gone to a bar like knowing that you're going to like fuck someone? Like that's why you went there?
Oh, for sure. That's not my energy these days, but when I was younger, for sure. Like I'd go out on a mission. So like I just, you know.
Really?
I wasn't going to lose a mission.
How would you like approach like would you like go solo? Would you like have a wing girl?
A little bit of both. I don't think that there's anything wrong with either. Keep in mind... Yeah, I mean, I have moved to cities by myself, so there have been times where I'm, you know, really new to town and I'm still building up, like, my friend group and maybe I have some girlfriends, but they have significant others, so maybe they don't want to. I mean, I have friends that date and they still come out, but...
Yeah, that doesn't mean they can't help you get some dick.
Yeah,
right?
You know, but I've done both, and...
What do you find is easier, or is it just about the same?
It will always depend on who's around because I'm really comfortable by myself talking to someone or approaching someone. I'm not really approaching men at the bar like that, I feel like, these days. But I feel like some of my friends are, like, I can tell why guys don't want to date them. And I wouldn't go out of my way to invite certain friends of mine if I knew I was trying to either A, meet a guy, or B, directly get laid. Like, you know, some friends
right.
are just such a turnoff. I'm sure I've met your friends. You have those friends.
What the hell? Yeah, of course. We all do. So I was at Sidebar last night. I was playing. I'm not going to mention names, but we were playing pool, and we were sitting there, and then I noticed it was actually really funny because I went up to go grab a round of beers at the bar, and I walked up to the corner, and all the bartenders at Sidebar know me.
Because Galen has money. He was getting that round.
I lost the game of pool, so I owed beers. I also got a little bit of coin. Not really. I think I have like $20 in my account till Sunday.
It's like that sometimes.
Is that hot, being humble?
Being
just
honest,
one of my accounts has $20. Ha, my Venmo account.
I think being honest about where you are is attractive. Do I want to date a guy with $20 in his pocket? No, but again,
I don't
honest.
Just have $20 in my pocket. I have a lot more than that, but I've spent, I budget myself. So in the account that I'm allowed to spend out of until Sunday, I've spent, like today I got sushi and then came back and got back in bed. I spent, what, $50 on sushi. The past week I've spent maybe $100 on just crawfish. And then last night I spent like $75 on these chicks that I'm about to tell you about. So it's like, you know, I just kind of like blew my budget in the last 3 days, and the next 3 days don't matter. I could live off $20 if I have to. But then again, if somebody's like, hey, let's go do this cool stuff, I'm like, I'll just transfer some money out of it. You know, I'm just going to not say no.
What an original tale. A tale of a man blowing his budget on a bunch of bitches. Here we go. Let's get into it. What time did you pull up?
Well, so we were there, and then the two girls, it was this like short black girl who was like a 3 or 4. And then this super tall, like this girl was like 6'2", like really tall, skinny, didn't really have a body, but she had a really pretty face. And so she was like a 6. And so, but like they stared at me in a really weird way. Like when I walked up, because I walked up right next to them, because there's a little cubby, the little side of the bar that was open where the bartender was. And, you know, I just kind of just gave him the point, and then he, you know, got my next round of beers. And they, like, I made eye contact with one of them. They looked at me like they were judging me. And I was like, these fucking bitches, what the hell? And so I walked back. And then have you ever been to Sidebar?
Yes.
And so they were sitting on the couches watching us play pool. And then I was sitting there with my buddy. And I'm noticing this chick, like, stare at me pretty hard, the tall one. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like staring, like, goo-goo eyes. I was like, this is crazy. And so then I, like, turn and we locked eyes for, like, 10 seconds. Just staring at each other for, like a solid 10 seconds. And then she just, like, gave me a bro head nod, like a up nod, like you would do to your homie, not like a down nod, like a stranger on the street, like an up nod. I was like, oh, this girl wants my dick. And so I like walked over there. I mean, I just immediately stood up, walked over there, and I was like, you trying to fucking fight? And she just started like laughing, and I sat down, and then my buddy came over and sat down once, like I talked to him for like 2 seconds and we were in, you know, cause then there's that weird, when sometimes you approach like a girl and they don't want it. And then it's like, okay, you got to bail. And then, like, your homie can't just come over until it's, like, clear that you're in.
First of all, how long were you there before your homie pulled up? Because I feel
2 minutes.
Okay. So it was obvious that it was fine for him to come over. Because I feel like even 2 minutes, like, give me a moment to give you the nod. Like, I feel like if one of my friends did that, unless it's, like, homie, and you know some of my homies, like, they really know how to read the room. But I think I would be a little thrown off if I approached someone and all of a sudden, I don't know.
No, it was like perfect timing because I was telling him the whole time about the girl like staring at me and then the head nod thing. So I didn't just
fair.
Yeah, I didn't just go into it solo dolo. I just like, hey, man, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. And then he sees me over there. It was, hey, I'm all right. I got to go over there. And then he came over like 2 minutes later because I was sitting on the couch next to the girl. And so then her other friend was just like exposed. And then, yeah, so we're talking. And then the craziest thing, the girl goes, well, she was exposed like because I'm now clearly talking to the girl that I find attractive. And then, or not attractive, but like Sidebar hot, you know what I mean? And so then, which is a thing, that is a thing. And so then she goes, are you a comedian? After talking to her for like 2 minutes, she's like, are you a comedian? I was like, what? And I was like, oh, have you seen me somewhere? She was like, no, I could just tell by the way you're talking. And I was like, what? That doesn't make any sense. And so then my buddy came over, sat down. I was like, well, what does he do? And then she looked at him for maybe like 10 seconds. Was like, what are you, like a tattoo artist or something? And we were like, what the fuck? And it's like, this bitch was just like a psychic or something. And then, I don't know, it was weird. But we're talking, buying him drinks, all this stuff. And then at the end, my buddy ditches me because he wanted the tall one. But she was so into me that there was like no chance. I was like, for him to like bang her, I'd have to like pretend I'm gay. And we had already been talking like for like, you know, a half hour. So she clearly knows that I'm not a homosexual.
Your buddy thought he was going to get with this same girl?
No, it's just like throughout the night he had like had her eyes on her. But like for men, it's like it's harder to run a two-man mission because it's like usually we both want the same one, and then one of us has to be like, all right, fine, I'll take the other one, just for the purpose of, you know, the mission, which, you know, I've been on the losing end of that, where I've taken, you know, the grenade, as they're called, the mud duck. But, you know, most of the time it's like, who cares? You know, it's not like the friend, like if we're running a two-man mission, it's not like the friend is so ugly that you're like, oh, I'm going to, like, you know, I'll never forgive myself for this. And it's not like there's like a level of drunk, like you can't really hit, but he just bailed on me. I was like, oh no. And so this other friend had to come in, and this dude is like awkward. And so he sits down, and then now it's like, you know, 1:30 in the morning. And I was like, well, I got, you know, beer at my place. Why don't, you know, I live like a half mile away from here, and my car is like right out front. Like, let's get out of here. And then the two friends were like, yeah, that's great. And so then my buddy, us, we came here. They drank the last of my beer. And so then where you're sitting, me and this girl, we're fucking,
no.
We're making out. Like, so we're all sitting on the couch. And so we're making out, going crazy. She starts like fingering herself. And I was like, I felt it. And I looked down. I was like, are you fucking fingering yourself? She was like, yeah. And I was like, well, I could take over that. You don't have to like do it yourself. Like, what the hell? And so now I'm like fingering this chick, and we're making out. And the whole time, my other buddy and the other chick, they're just like sitting here, not doing anything, right? And so like the first time I'm like, hey, let's go to my room so that they could be alone. And then, you know, maybe he could build the confidence, you know, because they were both kind of awkward and then clearly didn't want to just like make out while this chick's getting like fingered, and they're like friends or whatever. But this chick just didn't care. She was also 33, which is kind of sad.
Your girl or the other girl?
My girl.
Why is that sad?
I don't know. It's just like you're 33 and you're just out here chuckle fucking. It's like, you know, it's like kind of weird. It's like, that's sad. Well, why it's sad is because when we were talking at the bar, she told me that she has a sister that's a year and a half older than her, and she's married with four kids, and she thought that like her sister was like a loser. And she's like telling me like, what a loser, like, yeah, what a dumb bitch, she could have had this life. And I was like, are you like making out with me at Sidebar on a Wednesday? Like, that's not, I think I'd choose love. You know what I mean?
I can't believe you're getting that on record, that you would rather choose love.
Not as a man. If I was her, is what I'm saying. Like, if I was a woman.
Not as a man.
No, like, not as, like, if it was me, like, making the choice, I would pick making out on the couch on Sidebar than having kids. But for her to be like, yeah, my dumb loser sister, I'm like, bro, you're, like, on mushrooms at Sidebar on a Wednesday night, making out with some guy you just met that you forced to meet, really, because like otherwise I wouldn't have walked over here if, you know, she, you know what I mean? Anyway, and so then we were talking, and so then it was a little inside baseball, because she was telling me, she was like, yeah, like her and her friend were like scouting, and she's like, oh, I want the one in the hoodie, meaning me. And I was like, oh, that's crazy that women just have like a, like with dudes, you can't just be like, oh, I want the hot one. Well, what if I want the hot one? Then you have to like, when you go into a two-man mission, it's basically whichever one she wants. And then it becomes obvious which one she's vibing with more between the two of, like, either me or my friend. And then you go from there. But anyway, so we're making out, fingering on the couch. First time I'm like, let's go to the room. Let's let them be alone. So she, like, you know, peeks over, looks. Her friend looks awkward. Like, they both just look awkward. And so she's like, no, no, let's stay here. I was like, motherfucker. And so then, you know, we're making out for like, you know, 3 more minutes. Oh, let's go to the room. No, no, because they still haven't like kissed or anything, right? So my buddy let me down. Doesn't go in for a kiss. Nothing. Nothing. And there was no one else here. It's like they could have gone in that bedroom and fucked. They could have went in the walk-in closet and fucked. Or they could have just, you know, hey, you want to go get a slice of pizza? Like, me and this chick are clearly trying to do something. And it's like, we're also sitting right here. Like, you could hear her be like, no, I don't want to leave my friend. She looked, you know, like, she thought my buddy was going to, like, beat her up or something. I don't know what she thought. That you're going to be fine. And so then, like, I think it was, like, 4 times I asked, all right, you know, she's like going to town on her own pussy. I was like, well, let's go into the room and do something. And every time she said no. And so then I just gave up. I was like, well, I'm done now. Like, this, like, now I'm just over it. Like, I'm not even like horny anymore. Like, this is bullshit. And so then, yeah, I didn't even fuck. And they just left and drank the last of my beers, except for these two.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
That's a roller coaster. It brought a lot of questions to my mind. So,
but I'm also kind of glad, because she probably had like super herpes or something. And so like whatever higher power was like looking out was probably like, yo, you, cause I was just going to hit it raw. I was like, fuck it. I'm drunk enough. Yeah. That's not who you want to hit raw. Some 33-year-old. She also had like no ass, like at all. Like she just had legs. Like I was just like feeling a 2-foot long thigh.
Wait, how old are you?
27.
Okay, cool. Okay, I have so many questions.
Okay, hit me.
Let's start from the top.
All right.
You think that I've never been to Sidebar?
No, we're on a podcast. I was just, hey, okay, have you been, cool, have you, cool. Do you know the settings or do I have to explain?
Oh, no, I was curious.
We've been to Sidebar together.
Oh, fair. I was just curious, for anyone listening. Sometimes people like think I'm like super corporate.
and so corporate people don't go to Sidebar is what you're
saying? That's what I was like, oh my God, am I perceived as so corporate that Galen Nash, someone that I get hammered with, thinks that I've never been to Sidebar. So I just had to ask. Okay, my second question for you, you feel comfortable like meeting people and having sex with them in like the areas of the club? Because I feel like, you know, like, wouldn't you want to like avoid that in the areas of the club? Like, you know,
what do you mean?
Like Sidebar's right across the street. It's obviously going to be, you know, like places where you return. Like,
you could put the mic closer.
You know, you never think like, oh, like I don't want to meet someone at the bars I frequent because I'm going to have to see them again. And what if it's awkward? Not that it's always awkward when you sleep with someone, but, you know, especially in like a one night stand sounding encounter.
It's not really something I've thought about. No, but I've thought about it in the sense of like I asked like where they're from. If they were in town, they were. She was just like, she doesn't go to Sidebar often because I'm there all the time. This is the first time I've ever seen these chicks. They were out that night because they went to go see Tyler Childers or whatever. Tyler Childress, Children. I don't know what his fucking name is. Tyler Childers, whatever. I don't know. At the movie center. And so they were just already out. It wasn't like they were like frequent patrons at the place. The bouncer girl at Sidebar, she's gorgeous. I would not fuck her because she's the bouncer at the dam. Or not bouncer. She's like the door gal at Sidebar. Wouldn't fuck her. I mean, I'm not gay. Like, if she walked up and, like, grabbed my wiener, I would do it. But it's not like she's just walking up grabbing my wiener. But, like, I wouldn't, like, actively pursue it. She would have to be like, let's fuck. And it's very clear. Because there's nothing worse than, like, throwing a move at someone you see all the time. And then it's like, oh, cool, well, or I'll see you tomorrow when I come back here to play pool. You know, it's like, oh, shit.
I mean,
all of a sudden, she starts checking my ID again. You know, it's like...
I mean, yeah, I agree. It can be awkward. I have had I've had awkward encounters. Like I had this guy not too long ago.
Put the mic closer.
I had this guy not too long ago when we were hanging out. I thought we were just hanging out as friends because I made that explicit. Like when we made.
How do you make that explicit?
I initiated making plans and literally said like I literally said let's hang, like looking to make new friends, and I said the word friend. And
you
this
just
is
said
someone
this is someone you've already hung out with, so what do you mean new friend?
So keep this is what I was gonna say. Keep this in mind, I've known this person for a few years, or at least a year and a half.
So it's not a new friend.
We've hung out in social situations. Hell, they almost met up with me and my friends like last year to come to some movie. Like there was a movie event at Spider House.
Okay.
But I missed their message that they were whatever time they were arriving. So they didn't formally come and like hang with me and my friends. But I would have been super fine with this person coming and hanging out with me and my friends. You know,
right,
it's like,
right.
It's like whatever. But we were like hanging out and then he randomly goes. So is this going to end up with us making out or what? Or is this platonic? And I was like, damn, like.
Well, that's a big difference between what the first thing you said and the second thing you said.
What do you mean, though?
Are you quoting him directly?
No, it's literally what
which one was the quote?
He literally.
You said or he said.
No, he literally eventually while we were hanging out. So this is not while we were.
What was the
plans.
Hanging out? What was the plans you made? What were you doing? I feel like context is everything here.
Planned on getting coffee somewhere. It was a beer and a coffee and a taco.
All right. Well, I guess
and
that's...
it's not like my shit was paid for by this person.
You paid for his stuff too?
No. He paid for his own stuff.
Okay.
We paid for our own stuff.
You guys like walked in there and they're like, are you guys together? And the guy was like, no.
No, we actually arrived at different times, so we were able to place our order separately. You know, like
digital
kitchens, you order stuff on your phone, so
okay.
It's like, you know.
That part is more friend-like. I'll just say, like, it's, yeah.
And also, for added context, yes, for added context, it was during the day. It was like 3 p.m.
3 p.m. is not really during the day, though, because I've had plenty of times where I've hung out with a girl to get a beer at 3 p.m. and we've ended up hanging out all night. It just depends on his charisma.
Fair enough. I mean,
if you said 11 a.m., that's different. It's like, yo, I'm I'll hang out with you.
Guys make moves on me at 11 in the morning. He's like, girl, you're a 6 in my book. What? he's like, the light's on right now. No one's ever hit on you during this daytime. The silence says it all for me. And I love that because I would never want to fuck you, Galen.
Whoa, what the hell? 11 a.m. is crazy to like make a move. But okay, so there was this chick that I had a crush on in high school. And I don't know, she just like disappeared. I asked her out like sophomore year. And then she disappeared, and then randomly from like a burner, like it wasn't a burner account. She just didn't really have friends. So she had like 50 followers. Her profile picture was like a Powerpuff Girl. And like, so it looked like a bot account. And then she like messages me like a minute long selfie video from this account of her listening to not this podcast, because we're recording it now, but the podcast, some episode, her and her friend that I also knew from high school, like reacting to me talking about some person we went to high school with or something. And then I was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, I haven't thought about you in like, you know, 8 years. Like, what are you doing, you know? And so then, this is back when I still lived in California. This is 2019. And then she was like, yeah, I'm still alive. And I was like, well, let's go get a fucking coffee or something. Or let's go get a drink. And she's like, oh, I don't really drink. And I was like, well, we could do a fucking coffee. I don't really give a fuck. And so we met up at like, you know, 11 in the morning to go get a coffee. I don't drink coffee. I've never had coffee in my entire life. Never even tasted it.
Why?
I have ADHD. And so coffee for me would just kind of, it would slow me down rather than speed me up. And I'm scared. Me, the doctors. That's what I did. I would take meth. I was on like methamphetamines, like in school.
But you won't drink coffee.
No.
That's so fascinating.
Caffeine works in the opposite direction for me. It slows me down instead of speeds me up.
But have you had caffeine, just not coffee?
I've never drank a Monster. I've never had a 5-hour energy. I've had Coca-Cola, if that counts, barely.
I'm pretty sure Coca-Cola has caffeine in it because people buy non-caffeine.
It does, but it's not like a fucking coffee.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look up the stats. I don't drink Coca-Cola because I'm better than you, but I would have to run the numbers because now this is very intriguing to me. Out of all the things, you know, I keep meeting guys that smoke cigarettes. They vape like crazy, but they don't drink tap water.
That's funny.
And yeah, I mean, I'm sitting on it. But I'm just so fascinated by things like this. You're like,
that is funny.
Literally, like, you're just telling me like you were about to raw dog a bitch you met on a fucking Wednesday at Sidebar that you said was pretty fucking mid. But
she was pretty mid. She had a really nice face, though. I will give her that if she's listening. She had a really nice face.
But he will not consume coffee or Monster Energy because he's above that. It's just,
that's not what I'm saying. I'm not above it. I'm scared of it.
I love it. It's
that's
so
below
all
above that.
Place.
I'm afraid. Like, I think that it would just harm me. I'm not above it. I would drink it if it, you know, I'm not saying that I'm not anti that. Anyway, we met up for coffee like 11. She had a coffee. I had like a, I don't know. They have the balls in the bottom, boba or whatever.
I had like a matcha.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but I don't even know. Because that reminds me of like matcha balls from Trader Joe's. But at the end of it, we were hanging out for like 2 hours and we hit it off. And then before I walked her to her car, we like kissed. And then we went on another date, and then I ended up fucking her and breaking like a 10-year friend zone. So like 14-year-old me was like stoked. So it's like coffee dates can turn into shit like that. So that's all of that was just to add context behind. I'm on this dude's side here.
Absolutely not.
At least he asked. I do the same thing now, or I've always done that. You ask, you're like, hey, if we were in a movie right now, this is where the people would kiss, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to ask if you don't know, you know, what's going on there. In that situation, I definitely said it. So I was like, I kind of just like, I was entertained because then it went from me being like, oh, I might make a new friend to me being like, oh my God, I like wasted this guy's time. This is kind of hilarious that like.
You think that's hilarious?
Not funny that I wasted his time. Like, first of all, like, I was very transparent. And this happens sometimes, you know, like, I try to meet other people that are in my industry, whether it's comedy or recruiting. And, you know, it happens.
Well, why'd you want to hang out with this guy? Why not meet a friend that's like a chick or something?
Oh, I do both. I was just hanging out with chicks this week, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, why do you care about making friends?
I think that...
I haven't made a new friend in years.
I mean, I personally, like, I mean... hey, this morning I reached out to this person on LinkedIn the other day because I saw that they bought software and like we all have to pay our bills and I freelance as a recruiter, you know, like, and I don't work in an office, but I have access to the internet, right? So an easy way for me to make new friends in my industry is LinkedIn. And I know some people are like, that's corny, but hear me out. I commented on someone's thing the other day. We made time to get to jump on Google Meets today for 15 minutes.
What?
15 what minutes fuck? Turned into an hour conversation. And this person wants to like hire me to do some stuff for their company. And I know that's cool. Super lame, but like to me, I'm like, oh, that's so awesome that like just because I reached out to someone was like, hey, like want to have a conversation about that thing. I'm happy to be helpful. See, I won't have to go to a desk back to a desk job.
But that is the definition. Absolute definition of networking. That's not making friends. That person's not your friend. They want you to do something for money. That's networking.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, but I still disagree in a way.
They don't want you to go watch their dog and go to the movies and hang out with their daughter.
Honestly, it's not my problem if guys want to hang out with girls who clearly are like, hey, I'm not trying to fuck. Try to fuck and not get what they think they're getting. You know, no one ever said, you know.
That's totally fine. I'm just saying it's just kind of like, how old are you?
32.
32? It's like, why are you trying to make new friends? Like how can you trust someone? Like, for me, trust takes like 10 years. Like, the only people I trust, I only trust like 5 people total, like, in the world. And sort of like, make new friends, it's just like, for what? I could go get sushi alone. You know what I mean?
I get sushi. I do shit by myself all the time. I like making new friends. I move a lot and sometimes people move away. So I maintain my friends, but sometimes I can't help but organically meet some people. Like, I became friends with this girl recently and we met at a party a few months ago and we've slowly started hanging out and she's super cool. Like, what am I going to do? Be like, no, I don't want to hang out with you because issues. Like,
but do you trust her?
Yeah. Do I tell her all my shit? No. But like, do I feel like I could tell her anything that I want? Yeah. And like, I don't feel like she's judging me. She seems really chill.
That's not really what I meant by like trust. I don't know. You don't feel like she would fucking stab you in the back or something or fuck your boyfriend or something? Like,
no, she needs nothing from me. She makes great money. I think her and her husband do quite well. Like, they have like a Tesla, a house, 2 car. You know, like, I don't think
Well, what's the other car?
I don't think she's trying to fuck the dudes that I'm fucking. You know what I mean? Like,
You're saying she's above you?
No, but I just think she's doing her own thing and that she could give a fuck, you know, in that sense. But not like she doesn't give a shit. She like comes to my shows and stuff and like brings people and that's awesome.
That is cool.
You know?
That is cool.
So I don't think that, I don't think she's trying to fuck my man.
Well, what if she wants you to fuck her husband? What if she's just buttering you up? That happens way more often now than it ever has. And it's like weird now because I was doing that for a while, like just banging that dude's wife and stuff. And it's just like, why do you, I can't wrap my head around. And then also it's funny because I couldn't wrap my head around why you would ever want that. And then listening to the explanation made me just even more confused. They're like, there's like the humiliation of like, it's like, you want this? You want to feel humiliated? And they're like, you get turned on by feeling inferior. I don't know.
I would be shocked if that's what they were trying to do. I feel like she's the kind of person that would have said something by now. And usually those people are pretty quick to let that be known.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you're right. That's not something they're hiding.
Yeah, like they would have like tried hanging out with me one-on-one like late night and like get me hammered in some weird way, like, you know, like they're,
yeah,
we've never even taken shots together. I feel like at this point, like, we would have like been getting hammered, you know.
Me and those girls didn't take shots.
Yeah, but you guys were all fucked up already.
Yeah, we also didn't fuck. Maybe shots are the key.
I mean, who knows.
Yeah, that is weird, huh? Just a little quick shot of alcohol to hit you right in the bloodstream that goes right up to your brain center of like, fuck it, I'll suck some dick.
Yeah, not my cup of tea.
What, sucking dick or taking shots?
Taking shots. I'll suck dick.
You're like...
Not random dick, but...
You never...
Sucking random dick's so weird. It's like someone's like... It's their penis. It's where they pee out of.
That's what you think about when you're sucking dick?
I feel like...
Like, does that turn you on? I think about that because I'm like, if I was a girl, like, if I, like, real talk, I've thought about this. If I was, because, like, when I'm, like, jerking off and I'll think about like, or I'll be like watching like a blowjob video. I'm like, how is the, who's, or I'll think about like, there's been so many times where girls have only sucked my dick and they'll be like, I just want to suck your dick. And that's it. I'm like, what do you get from that? You're just like, I don't understand from just like a purely what the hell, like, I just don't understand what you could possibly get from that. I'm like, you know, what's better than putting some dude's cock in your mouth, going and getting, you know, drinks with your homegirls or something. I just don't understand. I just wouldn't get turned on from that. Like, I don't get turned on from eating pussy. You know what I mean? So it's like, like, if I do it good and you feel great, that's a plus. But I'm not just like, oh, I have to eat this girl's pussy. I'm going to blow my brains out. You know, like some women are like that. They're like, if I don't suck this guy's dick, it's going to ruin my night. It's like, what?
Yeah, I mean, that's just Galen's intimacy issue showing. There are definitely plenty of men that love to do that. I mean, for me, it's like, first of all,
not
like,
good at anything else.
To me, it's like, if I haven't been like seeing someone and regularly seeing someone, there's just something very intimate about putting someone's body parts in your mouth. So, you know what I mean? Like, even if I'm like just getting to know someone and we are like seeing each other in a like we're gonna date kind of way. I don't know. I just feel like, I feel like if I'm hooking up with someone that this is clearly random or like our first time our first time hooking up and I'm not really sure I really want to hook up with this guy again, I feel like there's something intimate about me putting my mouth on his dick. So I would prefer not to, but I would
really
say,
if you're actually hooking up, you won't suck dick.
If this is a casual hookup, no, and I don't expect you to go down on me. That's very intimate, you know?
Yeah.
But if we are seeing each other and we're like slowly getting to know each other, sometimes it might be the opposite. Everyone's like different. Like, I don't know. I've also dated someone where it was like in the beginning when we were first just getting to know each other, like we were not doing oral. And like, that's fine. Like, I feel like oral is very intimate, you know?
It is. I've said this multiple times on the podcast. I think oral is more intimate than having sex.
It is. Super is.
Do you count giving or getting head as a body? Like, if you suck some dude's dick, would you be like, that counts? And you'd like, you only suck their dick.
You know, it's funny because like guys always ask about this, and then I talk to my girls, and we're like, we're supposed to be counting. Like, I don't know what the like.
You're not supposed to be counting, but I'm just saying, would you count that?
I wouldn't even. I would say no, because I feel like guys like to be like, oh, like, I fucked her. And it's like, nah, like, y'all made out. Like, if you guys want to tell your boys you fucked because you got some head, like, do whatever you need to do to, like, sound cool. But you didn't fuck. You just got some head.
I don't know. But see, here, the only reason why I count it is because I'd rather her just suck. I don't even want to fuck. Like, I have to, like,
That's not true. You were just bitching about that girl not fucking last
But
night.
I also didn't get head. I was literally the whole time I was saying I just want to get head. I could show you texts. Because she just had a really cute face. I was like, dude, if she just sucked my dick, that's a huge win. Like, I don't want to like.
Huge win!
It is. I mean, over what happened, that's a huge win. And then also, she had a really pretty face, so making out with her was fun, so it wasn't a loss. You know what I mean? But like, I would have rather gone to my room and she just sucked my dick, and that was it, than me have to, you know, get naked, thrust for 30 minutes.
30 seconds.
I have like reverse ED. I've only come from sex like four times.
Again, his intimacy issues are showing.
I don't think it's intimacy issues. It's more of like just because I'm hooking up with girls, random girls, and I rarely fuck a girl twice. Unless they have to be like beautiful, and like they also want, because I'm never just gonna like hit a girl up twice. They have to like hit me up. And I'm like, all right, yeah, fuck it, I'm not doing anything.
All of this is intimacy issues, my boy.
I've never thought, I don't know what intimacy issues are then. I don't know. Maybe I haven't. I don't know. I've never thought about it.
Because you have intimacy issues. It's totally
makes explain
sense.
It then. Like I'm a baby.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're saying.
Gay, we all know.
I don't know what you're saying.
We all know that you do want the things that you like to say you don't want. Like, you're like,
yes, I would love to come from sex.
He's
that
like,
would be
I don't
awesome.
Want to fall in love. I don't want to have kids. I don't want to have all these things. And you do. And if you can't.
What would I do with a kid?
If you can't nut with random women, that's because you will nut when you have a partner that you spend a lot of time with and get comfortable with and you feel like you can be intimate with. That's how orgasming works.
No, I have nutted before. I just mean like I can't, like it's maybe with five, it's probably more now, but like just like actually blowing a load, because it's also like, well, like right when I get into the zone, like let's say for example for like head, if a girl's given like great head, and then it's like there's only been four chicks that have ever like made me finish from head without me like having to like jerk off like into their mouth or something. And it's been like, because it's all about like the rhythm, and then the rhythm has to match up what I'm thinking in my head of like what I think is hot, and then they'll switch it up, and then now my train of thought is just gone, and it's like having to start over.
You've never thought to tell someone like what you're into? See, these things are to me intimacy issues.
She's some random girl. She's sucking dick, going to town, having a good time, and I'm not going to be like, hey, don't do this.
If a guy's doing something to me and I don't like it, I don't care how long I've known you. I'm going to let you know, please stop. And if they keep if they do it again, I'll have to be like, that feels uncomfortable. I'm not going to like let someone rub my like peanut and like hurt my pussy because
they're not hurting my dick by sucking
it. You know, like guys
it.
Sometimes like their nails, even if they do manicure their nails, sometimes like a piece of skin feels really rough or something. I'm not going to just let that guy rip my pussy. Fuck that.
I'm not saying it hurts. I'm just saying that like the rhythm is lost, and like I have to like in my head start over. So it like, has to like match the all the times that I've ever come from head, the girl is like done the exact same motion, the exact same, like it's all rhythm, it's all, and a lot of girls just don't have rhythm with this. Like they'll like, oh, I gotta go deep, and then saw they then lick the head and then pop off and then suck the nut. It's like
they're
all
doing,
just doing crazy
no,
shit.
They're
and I'm
doing
like, I'm not,
stuff that a partner at some point in their life liked, and everyone's not the same, so you have to communicate with them.
I've never thought about it that way.
Yeah, guys, we're learning live on the podcast that Galen does not know how to communicate in bed. This is so interesting.
I swear to God, I just let chicks use me as a human dildo, because I figure I'm literally, I've given up. I'm like, I'm not going to come from this anyway until the end. I'm like, so I'll just let girls do whatever they want. Ride me, whatever the fuck you want. If you want me to hit you from behind, I'll hit you from behind. Missionary, I'll do whatever the fuck you want.
Absolutely not. Like, let it be known. Absolutely not. That's like so not how I have sex. Like, I am not going to let some dude do random shit to me. Like,
that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you, like it's
I'm
like,
not here
I'm
to be experimented on by random dudes if I'm hooking up with a random dude.
I'm not experimenting. I'm saying I'm a choose your own adventure. Tell me what you want and we'll do it. Just... that's what I'm saying, because I'm not going to come until the end anyway, and I most likely have to just like jerk off into their mouth or onto their face or whatever, wherever they want me to blast it.
Ew, terrifying.
You don't like getting fucking facials?
I mean, in this scenario, you're talking about hooking up with random women. So in the event I was hooking up with a dude for the first time or something that I felt was one off or random, I would never imagine swallowing his, first of all, his penis would just not be in my mouth, but like getting his cum on my face or like swallowing it. That's like so disgusting.
That's crazy. You just haven't, you haven't met real women then.
Ugh.
Or I'm the real women of the streets.
No,
talking about stray women.
You're like, then you're just not a cyborg, babe.
There's girls that have like asked to eat my ass and shit like that, and I just let them. I'm like, whatever.
I mean, some people are into that. Again, I wouldn't be doing this
I think
with
that's
random
crazy.
Men, but like, I'm not here, you know, to kink shame. But again, like, I personally have boundaries on what I want done to me or what I'm willing to do to someone as I'm getting to know them. I'm not... like, you know, like, and I'm saying like, you're like, oh, like, what do women even get out of sucking dick? It feels good to please a partner, like to turn someone on, you know, but again, I don't really get off from being like, oh, like random man that I don't even know, like if I have anything in common with, who like I'm never going to see again. Like, oh, I just want him to have the time of his life. Like, who gives a fuck?
Right.
Like, I got vibrators at home, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I'm asking, because I don't know what you get from it.
Yeah, so again, it's situation based. So not for random. And, you know, I will say there have been times where I've been slowly getting to know guys and I'm like, oh, wow, like I really like hanging out with this guy. We have a lot of fun together. I even enjoy
slowly getting to know someone, because hanging out's pretty quick.
Yeah. So like what I mean is, you know, like I've been in situations where I meet a guy and we become exclusive, whether we're like, you know,
right off the bat, just like that.
No, I'm just saying like maybe we go on a few dates. We decide we're exclusive. Maybe we even put a title on it, whatever. I'll say like if I am continuing to, you know, like slowly get to know someone, because it's not like I meet them, we're dating, I'm like, I love you, you know, like that's just not how it works for me. But I noticed that as I continue to date someone, if I don't want to go down on them, that's like a sign that there's a mismatch here. It's like an intimacy thing. Like I feel like if I don't want to be by your genitals, That's because something feels off. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
no, I don't.
That's how it feels to me. Like, I'm just being honest.
So you let a guy take you out 5 times and then you'll fuck him and be like, I don't want your dick near my face. This was fun. Sorry I wasted the last month. And then just disappear.
And not necessarily, and no one's ever said that to me, so, and I don't care if that's how they feel, but no, like what I said was, as I slowly continue get to know them, have sex with them more, if I don't want to go down on them more and more as we continue to date, that to me is a red flag. But yeah, I mean, there is the possibility that I'll meet someone. And
are you just saying that, or has that actually happened?
No, that's happened. And that to me is like a sign. It's like, why don't I want to do this? You know, like, why isn't this hot to me? Because that's something that I enjoy when I'm seeing someone that I'm sexually compatible with and emotionally compatible with. But there's just, it's a turnoff. It's like, you know, it's like, you know, like, I don't know. That's just how my body works. I'm like, ew, like, you know, like, why? I don't know. This is how I work.
No, I don't know. I see tits and I'm like, I'll come on it. I'm ew. Not just like, oh, your nipple's a little lopsided. I'm out of here. I don't want to be near it. It's like, it's, I don't know. I haven't been in a relationship since 2018.
Do we know?
Like, yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I've never thought about any of that. So is that intimacy issues? No, because there's nothing. I haven't been intimate with. I'm just like banging. That's not intimate. It's just.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that you don't nut because you're fucking random bitches. I'm like, what did I do last night? I didn't get laid. I'll tell you that. So you didn't get laid. I didn't get laid.
Eh.
We're all in the same boat, brothers.
I had fun.
I had a fun night.
I wish they didn't drink the last of my beer.
Yeah, I didn't meet anyone new last night, but I had fun.
Were you out? Are you with anyone right now?
No, I'm single. So I got some work done. One of my friends hit me up. Oddly enough, I was going to hit him up. He was in the area. He used to be my neighbor. We like randomly will get beers when he's in this part of town because he doesn't live by me anymore. So
we get to find this part of town because to me, like,
oh, people don't need to know where I live.
Sorry. That's not what I meant. I meant like
how far?
Anywhere in Austin is still in Austin. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll drive 30 minutes to go have lunch with somebody because it's like where I'm from in Orange County. It's like if somebody lives in Anaheim, but I live in Huntington Beach, it's like a 30-minute drive, but like it's not that far. It's like you're just going to Anaheim. Here, it's Austin. It's just like it's all of Austin. It's I don't know.
I mean, like, I think you're misinterpreting that. So me and my friend, we see each other quite regularly. It's just different because we used to see each other every single day because they were, you know, they lived two floors. Yeah. So
you're like, when he's around the neighborhood, I was like, what?
Like, I mean, like, I saw him last week on Sunday, you know, like it's just, you know, whenever he's in town, well, or, you know, on my side of town, because he does live over the like some major bridge. Or something like I don't know how to describe it, but he does live just like 20 to 30 minutes away, which to me is not far. And again, we still hang, but it's just different. Right.
Right.
So met up, grabbed a quick beer and then met up with another friend of mine who recently moved back to town. So did that and then went home pretty early.
Where are you from?
I'm from New York. I'm from Bayshore. It's like the suburbs.
OK. How long did you live there?
You
grew up there?
Yeah, I lived on Long Island in Bayshore for like 18 years, had an apartment not too far away for like a year or so. And by the time I was 22, I got an apartment in New York City.
So when did you go to L.A.? Did we ever meet in L.A. or did we meet out here?
I feel like we met in passing or just kind of, I feel like we were following each other, even though maybe we didn't even meet each other in person
on Instagram,
or something.
Yeah.
But I feel like, again, just kind of in passing, just, you know, because
you knew Mike in L.A., right?
Yeah, actually, I feel like maybe we, I know that I knew Mike out there. I know that I knew, I met Mike and Eli out here and then knew them out here. Maybe I just knew that you rolled with Mike. Did you roll with Mike in L.A.? I don't know.
We didn't roll together in L.A., but we became friends like in L.A. and then I would have him like there. I have like memories that pop up of him like doing my show. And then we have, like, we got banned from a comedy club together.
Yes. I knew that happened, obviously.
And that was, that was, like, the beginning of 2019. And so, yeah, I would say that was, or it wasn't the beginning of 2019. That was, like, November of 2019. And then the pandemic happened, like, 4 months later. So we didn't really, like, become friends until, you know, I had him on the pod. He was on episode 33 or no, that was Jackie Brown. He was on episode 30.
Autism's coming out. Oh, 36.
He was episode 36 of the podcast.
Yeah, we were definitely like near, like running around each other. We may, like, yeah. I don't know, but I just, you know how you kind of know.
This is episode 236. He was on episode 36, 200 episodes ago. So that's how long we've been friends. But we didn't really start running together until I was out here, because he's the one that convinced me to come out here, because he did the podcast via Zoom. And then he was just like, I don't know, like, are you even doing anything out there? And I was like, no, not really. And he was out here. And so I was like, fuck it. Yeah, I'll move. I'd never moved anywhere before. I'd never lived on my own before. I was 24, about to turn 25 when I moved out here. And so I was like, I don't know. For me, I feel I'm pretty immature. So like, I was might as well have been 18 at the time that I moved here. Mentally, you know what I mean? I still feel like a fucking kid.
I mean, same.
So I'm like, I started doing stand-up when I was like 20. And so it's like, I wasn't really a person when I started doing stand-up. So the most of my experiences as an adult come through the lens of like a comedian. And so I haven't really had any experiences. Even when I was like out with those chicks, I was like, oh, this will be, I hope something crazy happens. This will be a funny story, or like all this stuff, where I'll think about stuff where I've never like been just like a muggle, just like experiencing life. You ever just like watch someone else like playing pool and you're like, oh, this is like it. Like, they're going to go home, go to bed, or plug into the wall like an NPC and then spawn back in wherever I am because they're fucking non-player characters.
No, I'm so self-absorbed. I've never thought about another person and how their night's going to end. I'm like,
really?
Yeah. But I can also relate to that. I failed out of college, and then I...
You failed out of college, or you dropped out? You were forced out?
First of all, I failed. I'm not one of these rich kids that says they dropped out because they decided not to go back and take daddy's money and go try to be an actor or comedian. I actually failed out.
You just stopped going to classes, or you just... I don't understand failing out of college. Like, you can't just like repay money to go back?
You can, but what happens is when you fail out... you lose financial aid sometimes.
Then FAFSA and shit.
Yeah, so
right, I see.
I failed out and I couldn't afford to go back to school.
I dropped out.
Yeah, so
by definition, dropped out. I just stopped going. I had nine units left to my bachelor's, and I was just like, nah, comedy's the thing.
Yeah, see, not me. But I don't have my bachelor's, but I don't have like. I feel like that's why I was asking you about the sidebar thing earlier. I feel like some reason people like try to perceive me in this like funny ass way that's not true. But my experiences are all over the place, too. It's like I fail out of college. I'm just like looking for like a side job, you know, like to just like pay back, like pay for school. I'm like working in customer support at some startup in New York City with weird ass hours. I worked 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. My off days were Monday and Tuesday. But that was perfect because think about it, 2 p.m., 11 p.m., 11 p.m. strikes. I'm already drinking at work. They were letting us drink at work back then. And I'd like walk outside and I'd be hammered in New York City, just go meet my friends anywhere. So it was perfect timing wise. And then you could just like sleep in during the day and I would get some writing done and shit. But I've never had like a normal job. Like I always worked in these like really odd spaces, and I worked in retail for a bit too, so I just feel like I'm not really grounded in reality. And then, you know, it's like I wasn't planning for the future, I wasn't thinking about the future, and I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe I just turned 32 2 weeks ago. This is so crazy. Like,
oh, happy birthday. Thank you. I think I texted you happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, I you know, I'm like, you know, like I've never even thought about being 30. Like I'm 32, you know.
That's pretty crazy. It's pretty old.
Yeah,
pretty
I don't old. Think it's old. It's definitely fun, but I'm like, oh my god, like I'm a child. I can't even be thinking about having kids.
Isn't it funny how like 32 is like like the new 25, kind of like if you think about it this way. Like when I was a kid, like I saw like people in their 30s, so I was like, oh my god, they're like 30 year olds aren't as adulty as they were before. Like I'm about to be 30 and like I've definitely been filing my taxes wrong. Like,
I mean, Galen's just saying this because he's hanging around comics. He's like, 30 year olds aren't doing the things that 30 year olds used to do. And it's like, bro, you're just hanging out with unemployed comics. This is like, this is such an isolated experience, my boy.
I meet a lot of other people though and ask about their experiences and stuff. I'm very curious to how world works.
He's talking about people in the industry service that don't have their shit together because not all of them are this way. And comedians. This is a very isolated group of people that Galen's running around with right now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I've hung out with some bartenders. All right, lady. very also. Okay, but so I've been thinking about this since you asked about the banging people within a circle. Like, as you said, like, you worry about running those chicks from Sidebar because they cross the street from Creek. You ever fucked anybody after a show? Like a random?
No.
Never. You never chuckle fucked a dude?
No. And, you know, similar thing. It's like, I can see why guys get a thrill out of, like, you know, being a celebrity and, like, women wanting them. I'm like, as a woman,
pretty cool.
Most people want me by default or want to have sex with me to some degree.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to drag her. But it's just true. Like, it's just the truth. If you're an average looking girl, mm-hmm. or hotter, and if you have something else to offer, like, it just, you know, like, it's really not.
Or even below, there's fucking plenty of guys that'll fuck anybody.
Yeah. So it's like, it's really not that serious. But a lot of guys, I guess, do struggle with that. And then they struggle with self-confidence. So, like, you know, the idea of being, like, famous and desired is, like, to them something that they want. So when they're on tour, maybe they'll fuck people here and there, cool, whatever. But again, I think it's interesting, the people who do it at shows. I haven't done it, and, you know, interestingly enough, I have only heard of male comics actually having an issue with women, like, stalking them. And I recently, you know, had this girl, and, you know, she had come to a few of my shows, and I started to realize that, you know, this person might, you know.
You said, like, it was a girl?
Yeah. And this girl, clearly was taking a liking to a male comic. And I was like, I wonder if this person's trying to become closer to some of us girl comics because she wants to know the tea. Is she trying to be a comedian? Is this just her way of, like, you know, trying to be around so it's, like, not weird if she's around? You know right. what I mean? It just felt like, almost like, oh, like, I totally forgot that, like, if anything, this is going to happen to the guys more than women because there's more guys in the scene. So there's going to be more guys having sex with these women. Right. So it's like,
I'd say if you looked at my blocked list, like, on Instagram of people that I've blocked, it's like maybe 5 dudes and the rest of them, it's like all women.
Women are
crazy.
I have a lot of
dudes are psychos. Yeah. Women are crazy, and that's like the women are worse.
No, they're not. Women men are threatening. They're physically threatening. It's always going to be worse.
Women can physically threaten me. The chick last night was like 6'2". You don't think she could have taken me in a fight? What are you talking about?
she could fuck him up. He's 120. I weigh more than Galen.
I actually weigh 140. When I say 120 on stage, that's just what I weighed when I wrote that joke like 5 years ago.
I don't remember your jokes. I'm looking at your body. You weigh 120.
I weigh 140 according to my driver's license.
He has my body.
I weigh 135 and a half. The half matters. The half matters. But if you round up, it's 140.
But yeah, no, I'm not fucking dudes that come to my show. I sometimes I'm nervous, like, if I
not just your show. If you were just on, like, a showcase and you just hit it off with some, I guess what I'm asking, you just never, like, I've hooked up with girls that, like, came on to me, like, I've fucked girls, like, at venues.
I'm trying to think if anyone has even tried taking me out on a date, and, like, obviously there's more men in these crowds typically. Like, sure, I run a show where, like, there's a lot of women, but, like, there's almost always way more men in comedy. Or absorbing comedy as well. I definitely have to believe, you know, some people, I don't think anyone's directly, like, I've met people that have found out I'm a comedian and find comedy interesting and they go to shows but haven't seen me perform yet, ask me out. But maybe I'm, you know, I'm that honest on stage that they're like, if half of this is true, I'm fucking good. And good on them. Good on them. They're reading the room. Not worth it.
That's funny. I don't know. It is also easier for women to get laid than it is for guys. So it's like, if a girl, like, so, like, when I was in Nebraska after the show, this girl, like, came over and we were just talking and then we had to, like, leave. And then I was like, she was like, oh, man, it sucks that you have to leave and you're not staying. And I was like, well, if I was in town for the night, what would we do? And she was like, I don't know. And I was like, I got 10 minutes. And she goes, what? You want to just go make out in the elevator? I was like, or you could suck my dick on the stairs. And she just grabbed her purse and I followed her. She sucked me off in the stairs. And then we went back downtown or not down. We went back downstairs and then Andrew drove us away.
Terrible.
It was great.
terrible.
It was great.
I can't. I literally, I mean, whatever floats y'all's boat, it sounds like both of you guys wanted that. It was consensual. Like, I'm not judging. I'm just saying, like, I'm not going.
Great for me. I got my dick sucked.
I'm not going out of my way.
And then I had a Subway sandwich right after. It was fucking awesome.
I'm not going out of my way like that. You know, I don't know. But again, yeah, it's just, it has not happened to me. I have to believe, like, you know, sometimes I've seen men come to my shows multiple times. I run some shows in town. And sometimes I'm like, oh, are these guys coming because, like, they want to see my material? Or are these guys, like, waiting to eventually, you know, if they feel like my material is suggesting I'm single or, you know, like.
Well, they couldn't be there because they're a fan of comedy and they think you run good shows.
I mean, they're obviously there for that because no one's asked me on a date after coming to my shows.
You don't think they want to go see other people? You don't think they saw me on the lineup and they're like, let's go see this guy. We think he's funny. You think they're there because they think you're single?
I didn't say that. I'm saying, like, you know, there have been a few guys.
You said that's a thought that's been through your head.
You know, like, as a woman, you got to be aware of your surroundings. And, you know, I recognize a few names being like, oh, wow, like, that person bought a ticket again. Cool, cool. But, yeah, like I said, so far, so good.
They're just showing up stag?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes women show up by themselves, too, though.
Yeah, because they want to fuck.
No, they're just coming through. Maybe they're new to town. They don't have friends yet. They're just trying to vibe out or have just a night out by themselves.
I don't know. Last month when I was in Florida, there was a beautiful girl that was just this blonde girl that had a kid just in the front row. And then afterwards, you know, bought her a shot and we were drinking and all that. Or she bought me a shot, which is the – it's always – there's two signs that somebody wants to fuck you after the show for women. If a woman comes up to me – and this works for all guys. And I just told someone this, and they're like, wait, what? And I was like, yo, if a girl asks to take a picture, 100% she just wants to fuck. 100%. Every single time. Nobody just wants a picture with me. Nobody just wants, like, for what? For what? You know what I mean?
Amazing.
For what?
You Amazing. Don't,
you're not going to post that.
Amazing.
You know what I mean? You're not going to post that shit.
Galen's so, humble. He's small and humble.
Am I wrong, though? It's like, I'm not famous or anything. I had the exceptions are when people come up, they're like, we love the podcast. Can we get a picture to, like, commemorate having a great night, which is cool. Most of the time it's dudes. They come up and they're like, hey, let's take a pic because they had a great time and they just want something to remember the night for. And then, but if a girl exclusively comes up and it's like, hey, let's take a picture. She 100% wants me to be like, hey, can you send that to me? So she gets my number. That's 100%. Always how it works. It's also how James Franco was like grooming women, like Ew. Teenage girls. That's Ew. What that was the system he would use. He would like they would take pictures with him and he'd be like, oh, hey, send this to this email address. It's like my agent's email address. And then it was just him. Like, yeah, it was weird. That's how he would like con these like 16-year-old girls. But like if a girl comes up and is like, let's take a picture, or you know, the obvious, hey, can I buy you a shot? Is just an obvious.
I mean, I believe it. I'm just laughing at all that. It's, so this I'm taking
girl,
it all in.
So when we're taking the shot, we also got each other a beer and we're, you know, hanging out talking. And, you know, she's like, oh, yeah. I was like, so you just here alone? You just go to comedy shows alone? She was like, no. And then so same thing with the girl from Nebraska. She saw 3 weeks in advance. She'd been planning on coming to that show by herself for 3 weeks to fuck me or to fuck one of us.
I mean, that makes sense because you're talking about traveling through some small towns. Like, you know, like when you're coming through small towns, you're kind of like the big thing. So
yeah,
you're like, fuck it. Like, maybe she does that every single time a headliner comes in town, you know?
I don't think so. Because the whole time she was like stressing. Not stressing, but she was like, I've never done this. And then afterwards she was like, man, I can't believe I just like sucked dick in public. I've never done this before. And I was like, yeah, right. You totally have sucked dick in public before.
I mean, she moved like she had done this before.
Yeah. She just grabbed her purse and turned around and she was follow me. I was like, all right, I guess I'm following you.
You, Galen, you can't leave out this detail. Where was the fucking kid during this?
What? Oh, the kid in the Florida one last month?
Well, I thought this is not the woman that you said had a kid there.
No, the Nebraska one was just some lady who was in town taking care of her grandma that was like dying of dementia or some shit like that. But the one in Florida last month, her kid was like with her mom. And she was like, oh, I just need to, like, get dick.
Okay, so she didn't have the kid there.
No, it was a club. You can't bring a kid in.
I mean, I was confused, so that's why I wanted to know
No,
where
that
would have
been wild.
Yeah.
That would have been wild. No, the kid was not there.
My friend brings her kid sometimes to my show. It's quiet. What? And it sleeps the whole time. You have no idea it's
How
there.
Old's the kid?
It's, like, 9 months.
I wouldn't let that in.
He's precious. He's so quiet. It's amazing. Like this one time after a show.
Until he's not.
He was still awake and he was just like sitting on the chair and it was just like so wild. I was like, I cannot believe you're
9 months old and they just had it has the neck strength to just sit in a metal chair.
It was not. It was sitting straight up and it was holding its neck. And this was actually when it was younger. But it was in one of the soft chairs and its mom was sitting next to him.
All right. Yeah. I was about to say, there's no way.
But yeah.
What does that show to the women listening that I know about baby's neck strength? I would be a good father.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let my baby sit in a metal chair until she's at least 10 months old.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that would be a little dangerous just because of the metal. If the kids aren't walking, they probably no control.
That's what they got the soft spot for. They're supposed to hit it and shit.
But I don't know anything about kids. I'm literally just a girl. Like,
do you want kids?
For sure, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm not afraid to say that. And most guys want them, too.
I don't know. I don't want kids.
Like, I'm scared to have kids. Like, I'm definitely nervous for, like, oh, God, like, when? Like, because I'm not in a rush to have them. I'm like, oh, God, and my fertility is A-okay. So, like, I don't feel like
you
I'm in a rush.
You tested or something?
Oh, yeah. Like, I go, and they're like, bitch, you need to get on birth control. You're too fertile. You're too fertile for this state. So they're like, we need to regulate these eggs.
That's funny.
But, yeah, I mean, I look forward to that. It's not going to be my whole identity. Like, I think that motherhood is, like, just a part of your life. It should never be, like, the only part of, like, being a parent is never going to be my only thing. And I think that's a part of being a well-rounded person. You have your life, your spouse, your friends, your family, and your child, and the child immerses itself into your life. I'm not stopping my shit for a fucking child. Like, because that's just not how the world works. And that's how, like, people in America normalize that, but people in Europe, like,
you say that until you gotta throw your kid a titty at Maria Callender's.
I don't know what Maria Callender's is.
It's a restaurant. What? You were in LA. What are you talking about? You don't know Maria Callender's?
No, I
never
was
never heard
broke.
Of Marie Callender's pies. They sell them at every grocery store.
No.
Oh, you're smoking crack. You don't know Marie Callender's?
No.
I had my graduation dinner there from high school.
This is probably a really trashy establishment then.
It's for old people. They got like, you get like pot roast and like, but the pies there are so fire. They're like out of business now, but they still sell like the frozen meals. And just go to the frozen aisle. They're fire. It's fire. Marie Callender's is like legit fire. And they had like a soup bar. And like soup and salad bar.
Is this a fucking sponsor? I'm like, I'm dead.
No, they're out of business. But like Marie Callender's was like one of my favorite restaurants growing up. They used to have the strawberry pie with like the strawberry glaze. And they would have like the fattest, fat ass strawberries. Like, I don't know. It's just nostalgia. It probably wasn't that. Like, it's not like a place you would take a chick on a date. It's like someplace you would go if like your grandpa decided to drive into town. And he's like, where do you want to eat? And it's like, all right, well, because you're here, it's either Spaghetti Factory or Marie Callender's. But it was pretty good.
Spaghetti Factory. I'm sure.
Please tell me you know Spaghetti Factory.
No.
Oh, my God. Did they have one in Monrovia? They have one in Pasadena. You lived out there. You never had Spaghetti Factory with the Mizithra cheese?
First of all, put respect on my name. I didn't live in Pasadena. I lived in Mar Vista. I lived in Venice Beach. And I lived in West Hollywood.
Venice Beach is a shithole.
Okay. I'm sure I've been to Pasadena a handful of times.
Like Ice House is in Pasadena.
Yeah, I didn't perform at Ice House.
Oh, you've never been to the Ice House?
I went once or twice to like hang with my friends that were going up.
Yeah, so it's not that far.
But when I say a handful, I don't mean five. I mean less than five.
Okay. I had one of the worst bombs in my life. The second worst bomb of my life was at the Ice House.
That's crazy because I hear that's the easiest place to crush.
Yeah. Well, it was the side room. It wasn't like the main room. It was the side room and there was like 12 people.
Mm.
But this guy goes up there and just eats cock. Like dude, this guy sucks. He doesn't do comedy anymore. But he was like, I hated this dude. The worst. He pretty much goes up there. And he was like a, you know, who's that one fucking guy that's in town or was in town? He looks like a douche, white guy, fucking Ryan Joseph. He's like a type like that. Or you might as well just say the N-word. Like that. The guys on stage pretty much just saying the N-word, eating shit. They hate him. Like, the people were having, like, a good time, and then they just wanted to leave. It was that type of bomb for him where it's just like – and then he was like, oh, fuck you guys. Fuck you. You guys fucking suck. Like, blah, 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 blah. And then gets off stage. And then the girl who was hosting, like, goes up there, and I'm next. And the girl who's hosting goes up there, doesn't do any time, doesn't try to reset the room. She just goes, oh, man, you really hated that, huh? Well, you're really going to hate this next guy. And then she's like, give it up for Galen Ash. And I just fucking like stood there. I was like, this fucking cunt. And so I go up there and I'm trying. I just bomb. I just ate shit. Like, it was like, it was so bad. And so then I like walked out, and then the guy was like after my set, I like walked outside, and that guy was like, oh man, tough room, but I cracked him, huh? And I was like, what? Like, he's so delusional. And I was like, dude, those people hope you die. I hope you die. Like, dude, that was like
delusional people. I'm obsessed. And like, keep in mind, I'm usually seeing delusional men because in comedy, there's more men. So that's just, sure, you know, what it is. And dude, last week, and I'm aware, I know where I am in my talents, and I'm only getting better, but I'm aware that like, I want to get better than where I am today.
Right.
And, you know, fortunately, I don't feel like I'm always bombing, but sometimes you bomb. That's just part of the process, mm-hmm, you know, and you have to be aware of that if you want to get better. Like, you, mm-hmm, have to be aware of that.
Yeah.
So I was on a show a few weeks ago, and this guy was doing really bad. It's like the classic, I'm going to say racial stuff. I think that, you know, shock humor is really going to get him. And this guy's really not doing well. And there's a lot of people there.
Really?
You know, so you have a huge opportunity to do well, get a new tape, you know, work on those new bits, see if those, yeah, new bits really work, you know.
Right.
And he's just doing so bad. It actually was so silent at a certain point that I started to feel uncomfortable. I felt so uncomfortable. I had to text someone that it's so silent in the room right now. I feel uncomfortable. And then this guy gets off of stage. He like is like so fucking happy. He's like, did you get that on tape? Did you get that on tape? And his buddy's like, yeah. And he's like, thank you so much, man. Like, I love you so much. Like, and he's just like really just like thanking his boy for like putting him up. Or I'm a little confused. They may have even been running the show together. I'm so confused. There's so many men in the scene. It's so hard to keep up. Like, I so apologize. But I could not believe that guy felt like he fucking crushed it, but I'm like such like a terrible person that I was like I love that for him because he'll never get better. You know, and it's like,
well, he's already the best in his own head, so he's a winner.
Yeah, so it's like, I, you know, like me being like a competitive person, I'm like, yeah, like think you don't have to keep working.
It's so funny when I like, it's like now it's like few and far between, like me like just like by bombing, but when I mean bombing, I mean like nothing like works, like they, you couldn't win them over, like nothing. You could salvage a set, and I don't consider that really bombing. Like, if you end, like if you get them at the end, and then, you know, they're like, all right, cool, you know. But if you're just eating a cock, you got to be the first one to say, I fucking ate it. Like, okay, the worst bomb I ever had was in a theater. The only theater I've ever done, like an actual theater, like I've done, you know, oh, I've done a theater, but it's, you know, like 100 people. Like, I'm talking like an actual theater, and I was doing 30 opening for this dude, and it was in Kerrville, Texas. All the people there were old, and you know, there was one table of college kids that loved everything. And then I'm, you know, 10 minutes in, 15 minutes in, and they're loving me. I'm doing, you know, like the good stuff that's like, you know, isn't like dirty, that's like fine. And I was like, oh, there's this joke that,
what, not dirty material? I work with Galen all the time. I have not seen this material.
You haven't seen me run my hour. I have stuff. I talk about, you know, I have jokes about my dog. I have jokes about my grandparents. I have stuff like that. I don't have, but if I'm doing like a short 10 minute set, I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to hit, I'm going to do what I want.
He like always brings his cream pie jokes when we work together. I'm just, I got a type five on my dog. I'm like, okay, like bring that next time.
I will if you want me to. I could, it works. And so I just written this joke. At this point, I had just written this joke about the Beyond Scared Straight show, and it worked twice in Austin. I was like, oh, it's ready. Like, it's ready for the big one, you know? And so then I was like,
it worked two times in Austin.
So I was like,
it's now ready for the theater.
It's ready for the show. And so I pull this joke out of my ass, and I'm like, dude, this joke's going to, like, for whatever reason, I was like, dude, they're going to love this. And it's literally a joke about, like, kids getting raped. And I do this joke. When I tell you, like, these people want, like, if I had passed away, like, on stage, like, if somebody had just shot me, that would have gotten more of a reaction. Like, they would have loved that way more than anything else I had to say. And so, yeah, so I do this fucking joke. And now it's funny because now the joke works even more because now I'm like, hey, you guys want to hear a joke that got me booed off stage? And people are like, yeah, fuck yeah. And so I only pull it out when if I'm like crushing. I'm like, you guys want to hear a joke that got me booed off stage? And most of the time it like crushes now because people are like, oh yeah, this guy's so fucking edgy or like whatever. But like, it's not, I think the joke's funny, but they hoped I died. And then I still had like 15 more minutes. And so I was like, oh fuck. And so I was like, all right, well, so I did the dog material right after that. It eats shit. Like, they couldn't care less what I had to say. Like, they were like, and I could visibly see the front row of people just like pissed that I even was alive. And then I was like, I got to pull out the A material now. So I started doing like A shit, like AA shit. That's like old A shit. Nothing, like nothing, nothing. Like not even like a from the back, like a ha, like not even any, like it's dead silent. I'm like, oh shit, back. I'm like really fucking dying now. So then I start like, and I started just, it's just the pressure like turned on. I was like, oh no. I started like flipping words and just like eating shit. And then I got lit early and I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh.
How early?
Like 10 minutes early. Amazing. Like they lit me at 20. And like, and it was, you know, I've done way long sets. I'm like, oh, I know that's early. Like, it was one of those where I knew it was early. I was like, oh, I can't just end like this. I'm not going out like this. I'm doing my time. I'm going to get him back. Just the delusion of like, I could turn him. And so I do another joke. It eats shit. And it was like a 30 second joke. Eat shit. Boom. They like me again. And I'm like, oh no. Now like the pressure really, really set in. And then, so then I have this joke about the, like a troops growing up in a military family. And then I should have done it right away. I just forgotten that it was like a military town. I do the joke and they love it. I was like, motherfucker. And so then I get off stage and they hoped I died. Afterwards, I had to like meet everybody after the show, and people were just walking by staring daggers, except for the college kids that walked by, and they were like, dude, that was fucking hilarious. I can't believe how much everybody hated you. Let's go get drinks. And I was like, all right. And so I went and got drinks with these people. They're like, it wasn't really like that bad. I'm like, the fact that you have to say it wasn't that bad makes me feel so much worse. And I was also like 2 hours away, so I had to like spend the night at the hotel they got me. I really wanted to just come home and cry. Like, I just wanted to just drive into the night and cry. But that was the worst bomb of my life. Still got paid though.
Yeah,
I was surprised. I wouldn't have paid me. I fucking bombed so hard that I wouldn't have paid me.
You know, when you're talking about getting lit early, this was a conversation I was having with someone recently, because, again, I run some shows in town, and every now and then I'll work with new people that I haven't worked with before, or maybe I've seen them perform a bunch, but, you know, I haven't worked with them directly or whatever, and some people, like, will run the light, or some people won't be doing well, and yeah. I'm cringing, but I told them they have X amount of time. Like, I don't know. I've been asking people their opinions on this. Like, you know, if someone's not doing well and they get the light early, are they actually going to know and acknowledge, like, hey, you have 1 minute left because I lit you? Or are they going to throw a fit? And two, I feel like this one time recently, like, every single person did that, where it was like they were lit appropriately. They were not doing well, and they just thought they were going to do 3 more minutes and like return, like win the room over. I'm like, all of you guys going over this amount of time is actually another person's set. Like,
yeah,
we got to, you know, drop a person. So I've been thinking about how I want to handle when people are bombing, because I produce shows right now. Like, I'm working on my material. Like, I'm getting really close to like 25 minutes. I'm going to do my first 25 minute spot at the end of the month, actually. Nice. You know, so as I work towards that, I do need to work with other people. And sometimes my friends, because they're great, they can't always do, or like the people that I am closest with, they can't always do my show. They are on the road, you know, and I run shows on the weekend. So, yeah, I've been thinking about how to tackle that. And I'm always just like a little nervous about how people are going to like react. Like, they know they're doing bad. There's no fucking way. And if I light you early, I'm just like afraid of people like acting up, because some people do act up when they're running the light in general.
They should know that they have 1 minute. I've never. That was the first time I've ever been like lit early. And I did get off like 5 minutes early. Like, I was like, oh shit, it's not my show. I realized I was eating shit. Like, clearly I was like, yo, I'm like harming the show, like being up here now. And then once I got that second light, I was like, all right, I just immediately went to the, I probably got off 7-8 minutes early. I was supposed to do 30. I think I did like 22. Like, it was bad. It was real bad. And
I once gave someone 4 minutes on my show and I lit them a minute and a half into their set.
Oh God.
Because I was like really just trying to like give them a fit, like, you know, be like, okay, fuck it. But I was like, no, this is why I don't give you spots.
I used to be an asshole with the light when I would like run stuff. Like, it's like if so here's the difference. If somebody's bombing, that's fine. We're allowed to bomb. If they're trying new stuff and they're bombing, that's fine. We're allowed to try new stuff and we're allowed to bomb. But if you're doing shit that's like tanking the show, like if you're doing a fucking, you're fresh five on Auschwitz and how it's great, I'm lighting you. Get the fuck off my stage. Like, that's bullshit. You're like, you're now tanking the show to a point where we might not be able to get it back and these people paid to be here. Now, if you're trying out a bit about dog food and, you know, it's just not working, I'm not going to light you early. You're just, you know, it's just not working. Whatever. That's fine. You're not ruining the show. But if you're up there talking about how great Hitler is or, oh, trans people aren't, oh, you don't, oh, yes, you know, you don't fuck with trans people, oh, fucking losers. Like, get off my fucking stage. Like, that's, I'm lighting you. Like, that's, you get the fuck off my stage. I'll cut your mic. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, it's, if you're ruining the show that I'm producing that people paid to be at and you're either purposely tanking it or you're just so not self-aware that you're ruining the show, I'm lighting you. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, but for sure.
If you're not trying to do it on purpose and you're actually giving an effort and it's just not working, that's fine. By all means, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, let it be known. It doesn't happen all the time, but there were a handful of times because, you know, you do it enough, you see enough, and I'm like maybe 8 months into producing heavy, meaning like 2, 3, sometimes 4 shows a week, you know? Right. So I think at that point you're going to start to see stuff more, especially when you work with more people, right, when you don't know everyone that well. And I'm going to just take the second mic because I have a God mic and I'm just going to start playing people off. Or I'm going to be like, get off this stage. You're fucking bombing when people are like super not aware. But again, that's why so many people end up not wanting to work with people that they don't really fucking know. Because right, it's even people that you do know that like you just never really know how someone will behave until they're fucking bombing, you know?
Yeah.
And they like it, something in their head, they like fucking snap or something. So I was just kind of curious. Yeah,
I've never gotten mad at a crowd once.
No new friends for booking, so don't DM me for booking.
I've never gotten mad at the crowd once because it's my job. Like I'm not asking you what's funny. I'm telling you what's funny. And if I'm not presenting it in a manner that you think is funny, I'm like, it's not your fault. I'm just failing. I'm not doing my job. And it pisses me off when I see. So I just did Lucas's show at Ballroom and it was sold out and the first two people didn't do good because there was just hecklers like ruining it, and then Brent Reed had to go up and be like, hey, stop, like this isn't funny. Like the first guy played with it a little bit and then got a pop and then made his whole 10-minute set about this person, and then other people started chiming in, and this is how the show started. I was like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. Like I was up third or whatever, and then Brent goes up and says, hey, you know, the show's a lot better if you don't say anything. Like, just let us do our thing. And then Bill Dawes goes up there, eats shit, turns on the crowd. It's like, you guys are fucking mediocre, like, blah, blah, blah. And then just, like, gets off the stage and just, like, nuked the room. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't hot at all. And then I go up there, and I had a great set. I did the AA joke the second. It got a huge, it was, like, a 20-second laugh break. And then I was like, you guys are not mediocre. The room exploded. Like they were so insulted. And it's like, that's what I mean by like people trying to like ruin the show. It's like, why would you say that? It's like, you're trying to ruin the show because you did bad. You want all of us to do bad after you. You're not even going to, he left. It's like, why would you even, that stuff pisses me the fuck off when it's like, dude, like this show, nobody was there to see you. Nobody, if you didn't show up, nobody would have cared.
No, that's,
and you're going to ruin the show for everybody else so we don't even have a chance. And so then when I went up there, and it was also, nobody was even doing like polished material. People were just like, oh, like this happened today. This was blah, blah, blah. And I went up there and I was like, just bang, bang, bang with like shit that I was like knows works. And I was like, if I bomb using shit that I know works, I'm fine with that. But I'm not going to just go up there and dilly dally and do whatever. And then I had a great set. And then I literally was just like, it was so funny because I listened back to the audio and I didn't realize how like in the moment, like what, because I just, you know, picked up my beer and was like, you guys are not mediocre, by the way. Boom. Huge reaction. And then I was like, oh, this is crazy. And it's crazy how they all felt the same way, because it was like there was even the second guy, he was like, I don't even know where to go from here. And somebody in the crowd was like, tell a joke.
Seriously.
It's like, and so it got a huge reaction. I was like, how does this random fucking audience member know what your next move should be, but you don't? how does that even work? And then the guy was taping himself with like a 4K camera, and then, you know, he got off stage and he was like, that fucking sucked. So like, at least he had the self-awareness. He wasn't like, oh, I fucking crushed. He's like, that fucking sucked. But like, how he must have been newer or something, but like, how do you not know your next move? You should always know your next move. And he goes, what should I do now? The guy goes, tell a joke.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been very telling, like, you know, because everyone works different rooms or everyone does different right. types of material and stuff. And it's been very telling to work with different people. And you realize, oh, wow, this person doesn't actually know how to perform. This person's only going to do well if they're in a really hot room where someone else is supposed to be dropping in. So there's excitement, or there's the illusion that that person might be the drop in or someone special. If when your phones are locked up, these people yeah. don't fucking know. Especially when people are traveling. And yeah, I mean, again, going back to the no new friends, there have been people where I'm like, yo, I can't believe like you're doing so poorly right now and your transition is, so what brings you here? And they're like, I came to see comedy, you know, like yeah, I've seen it where it's like, yo, y'all, the comics are embarrassing me because these people actually do come for me. And yeah. you know, it goes back to the, on your way to, you know, working a whole hour, you got to work with other people because you mm-hmm. need to fill that time. So lessons learned along the road, you know.
It's also one of those things that pisses me off when people only do crowd work.
Yeah.
Like they the second I see someone throw up a camera and just, so what's your name? It's like, motherfucker, bro, like I don't want to follow this because it's like, oh shit, now these people think that they're part of the show. And it's like, and if you're, unless you're like a crowd work god, you know, it's just not worth it. Like it's yeah. just not worth it. It's like, and it's, I don't know, it's like my crowd work, you don't know, as a tool is fine. I have great moments, but I know when to like bail out of it. Like even with the guy that was crowd working this lady for like 10 fucking minutes because she said something, his response got a laugh. And he was like, oh, I don't know, a little addicting. And so then he made his whole set about this fucking bitch from Ireland or whatever. And so then I'm watching this and I'm like, what the fuck? And then, but I'm picking up on what she's saying. Middle of my set, I do a joke about how I moved here from Orange County and, you know, everything is kind of like a culture shock. And then I was like, but, you know, part of the joke is like, I realized that, you know, the people who hate Californians, they're right. And then the fucking lady is like, yeah, the bitch from Ireland is like, yeah. And then I like turn and then just immediately I was like, aren't you the bitch from Ireland? Dude, it gets a fucking reaction. And then she was like about to do whatever. And then I turned back, finished the joke. I was like, that was it. I'm not talking to you. Like, I'm not crowd working you. It was just a quick little observation that got a little laugh. And now I'm back into my thing. Like, this is my stage right now. I'm not inviting you to be fucking talking. But the second you're like, invite this person to talk, now she feels like she's part of the show for like the rest of the time. And now I'm an asshole if I tell her to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had someone heckle me, but I do feel like what you said is true. It's like,
what do you mean never?
I've never had someone heckle me.
I don't believe you.
Maybe
that's just a flat out lie. There's no way.
Have you seen it?
I mean, I've never seen all of your fucking sets, but there's no way you could tell me that nobody's ever said a word out loud.
And listen, I'm also like, I know you've probably gone up more than I have. So like, I'm going to just say maybe you've seen more than I have, but no one heckles me. And yeah, it has not happened.
You've never said a joke and somebody's been like, damn, nothing.
I'm trying to think.
Cause that's a heckle. Nobody's been like, I mean, cause people think heckling is like, you suck, tell a joke, stuff like that. If somebody says anything verbal, that's a heckle.
I mean, there was this one time when I was telling a joke, this couple thought it was so funny. They were just laughing really loud and pointing at each other because like she's like pointing at him because he's what I'm describing. But like, you know, and she like maybe like at one point like said that, like she's like, that's so him. He's an engineer. But I wouldn't.
That's a heckle for sure. She said a full sentence.
Shut the fuck up. They didn't say anything afterwards. After the show ended, they, you know, said that they loved the show. Are we doing this again? Like, they tipped me. I think they gave me like $20.
Oh, that's
like,
funny.
Hell yeah.
Getting tips
I've never been heckled, but again, keep in mind, like, a lot of the shows that I do, maybe it's not late enough. Because I do, the shows that I do are at 7 that I host. I do other people's shows. They're at like 9. Like, I don't feel like I do witching hours. And I feel like maybe that's more of a witching hour. People are like fucked up.
The midnight shows. I love the midnight shows because they're always crazy. You can just say whatever you want. But like, getting heckled is just like part of it. I had a guy that was.
I'm not avoiding it, but I really do feel like I don't do a lot of shows after like that start at 10 or later, and not avoiding it. It's just that's so far like just kind of how it's been.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. People get pissed when they get heckled. I think it's like,
I'm not doing shit to get heckled. These people love me. If I'm bombing, I'm bombing, but I'm not doing shit to get heckled.
Sometimes you do so good that people heckle, they just want to be a part of the aura. Or a lot of the times it's some guy with his friends that wants to be a comedian, so they try and insert themselves into the show. Like, it's not, has nothing to do with bombing. A lot of times, most of the times you get heckled is because you're doing too good. If you're doing bad, people don't want to be a part of something.
Okay, heard. Then I'm just doing terribly. People don't want anything to do with my act. They're not heckling me. They
a lot
just
of times,
want me to be over.
A lot of times people just want to be a part of something. And so if any time some dude wants to or failed, they went to an open mic once, they're like, oh, I could do this. Let me say something. Like it's anything. Heckling can be anything. It doesn't have to be even part of the show. You never even had somebody just like have a conversation with somebody like in the crowd?
No. That's not during crazy. My act.
That's crazy.
But again, like I really think, you know, with so many of my shows being just earlier and then a lot of self-producing, like people are coming for me, the shows that I'm at least the ones that I'm producing. So I feel like not only are those too early for people to be fucked up, but yeah. A lot of them are coming to see me. So they're not here to ruin my fun. You know,
sometimes heckling isn't even by a person. I did your show at 2 p.m., which is the earliest show possible. At High Sign Brewing, which was a lot of fun. But that lady's fucking like alarm went off and then she got up and I was like, oh, this bitch is about to go get her birth control.
That was unfortunate. She got food and the buzzers are super loud.
A buzzer for the food truck?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I thought it was her phone.
No, it sucks.
But then it turned out to be, I made it into a positive for the show. It got a laugh and then we moved on. Like it's one of those things where it's like you just kind of take it in stride. Whereas you see people do the opposite and they get mad. Or they'll turn on the crowd and they're like, are you fucking serious? It's like, oh, it's so funny when you see someone just immediately be like, shut the fuck up. It's like, what the, where'd that come from?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah, I mean, a lot of, it's a male dominated industry. So that's why I'm seeing a lot of guys act like little bitches. But it's always like, wow, you little bitch. When like, yeah, like you'll see people like get up and I see this at in my rooms, but I also see this in other rooms. Like people sometimes need to get up to get more alcohol or get up to like pee. And it'll be right. Like one white woman gets up to pee because she's like really having fun and she just like needs to pee so she could like stay the rest of the show. And then it's like a black guy on stage and they'll be like, yeah. Oh, like, or even a white guy on stage. They'll be like, oh yeah, like they got up because it's a cis man. And it's like, no, like she was having fun. She just needed to take a piss. Now she's leaving because you fucking suck and you're bringing down the vibe. And
I've walked people. Doesn't mean I suck.
I will say a lot of women, you know, I see them at, I mean, they know that I'm performing, so they talk to me. Women don't want to be heckled. Like more people will feel comfortable fucking sitting in the front if you guys don't need to crowd work them for little bits. You know, people really just are paying to be entertained. They don't want to be content. It's like this weird thing where, you know, I hear like, some people are like, oh, people are like jumping in, getting involved because they want to be in your shit. And it's like, well, half of these people don't even want to come because they don't want to be in your shit. So it's like.
And then there's people that want to exclusively. When I was doing the weekend at the Harrisburg Comedy Zone, they have 12 seats to the right of the stage. It's the hot seats. And the people paid extra money. And it was like in my contract that I had to crowd work them, which also kind of annoys me a little bit because now it's like added pressure of like, oh, when do I talk to these people? Now they're sitting here sitting through my act wondering when I'm going to talk to them. They're not thinking about what I'm saying because they're wondering when I'm going to turn to them. And so like, you know, I just kind of was like, all right, well, these people paid extra. I'm going to talk to them now. And I like made it a thing. And I was like, these people, they're better than you guys. And so like I kind of tried to turn it into like a me and the regular audience against these people. And it ended up being funny. But then, again, I only talked to him for, like, each person maybe. Just a quick little quip, said something, blah, blah, blah. I dug deep into one of them that was actually really funny. But then I just kind of bailed out of it after I kind of rang the towel for what I was going to get out of it. And then, you know, I was like, all right, cool. I can, you know, I filled my, you know, my contract. And now I'm going to go back into my material that I've worked on for all this time. Because it's like, I don't want to. And luckily, the first two shows, nobody even paid to sit there. I was like, that's fucking great. But then the late Saturday show, every seat was filled. I was like, ugh. I was like, motherfucker. And I was pissed about it only because I was like, yo, that's 12 people. Let's say, you know, I'm only doing an hour and my hour is an hour of material. If I spend 1 minute per person and it's going to be longer than a minute because it's, you know, it's a give and take interaction with it takes me responding, them responding. It's more than a minute per person. That's fucking 25% of my set is going to be spent talking to these people just because they paid extra, which is fine. But, you know, but it's like, oh, cool. Now the whole crowd, you know, there was like 150, 175 people there. Now the whole crowd is getting, I'm going to have to cut stuff out of my set. And then, you know, that's why in my head I was stressed about it. It ended up being fine, and it ended up being a lot of fun. And, you know, note, who cares? It's not like any of the people that were in the crowd left being like, oh, man, I had so much fun, but I wish I saw the other 15% of his material. You know, it's not like, not a single person left thinking that. But, you know, I think that. I was like, oh, man, I wish I could have done that. But, it's, you know, I don't know. Stuff like that. It's like charging extra money for people to sit in the front row just so you could, you know, fuck with them is, I don't know. Unless you're going to give me that extra money, I don't really want to do that.
I almost feel like they should do the opposite, charge more to sit in the areas that are dedicated to not being crowd work, crowd worked. Because again, like there are people that do want to go to shows and I meet them all the time. And I always tell people, especially like at the shows that I run, like, no, no one's going to heckle you. People like ask me all the time. Like, I feel like people are really doing a disservice for themselves. But yeah, I feel like some clubs might even be able to make a little more money by being like, this is the zone where like no one's allowed to fucking say shit to you.
I don't know about that. If because the people who, you don't want people sitting there that could afford to sit in the fucking front. You know what I mean? Like if it's the, hey, this is the heckle zone. You pay less, you get to sit here. That'll tank every fucking show.
Oh, no, I didn't say pay less.
You said the people should pay more to not get heckled, which means the people sitting in the front would be paying less.
I mean, sure, yes and no. It's like, what's the difference? Like, so like everyone else,
$10.
There's someone in the room that's paying less, like who cares? Like they're all like, I don't see the problem with people sitting in the front and paying less, because to some people, to many people, sitting in the front is like not what they want to do. So that's why people want to show up. Like, you show up first, you're going to be sitting in the front. Not everyone wants that. Some people love that for comedy, whether it's someone that they are dying to see or whatever it is. But there are plenty of people that are like, fuck, like we got,
I don't like when people sit in the front row. Personally,
someone has to do it.
Well, I know, but I'd rather them not. I'd rather the first row be empty and then the whole show sold out behind that. Because it's like, also, it's like when they're like so, like, it actually depends on the venue and like the stage. So it's like when I'm up front and you're just fucking like, I'm on these people. And it's like, oh shit, I see their every facial expression. I see their phone light up in their pocket. I could see them getting distracted, or I could see stuff. I just don't like seeing them. I like just hearing the feedback of the laughter instead of me seeing it and being like, oh, because now I'm like, oh, well, what joke should I do next? Oh, these people are so close. Oh, I'm probably just accidentally spit on this person.
Guys,
delivering a punchline.
Do you hear that? That's Galen's intimacy issues showing while he's on stage. He doesn't want to be able to see them. He just wants to be able to hear them. He doesn't want to see their facial reactions. He just wants to get what he wants out of it, a little laugh.
Or a big laugh. I don't know. I just don't want to. Like, why are we so close? Sit back a little bit. Scoot your chair back. Just don't have to, I don't know. But at a venue like the Harrisburg Comedy Zone, like the front row, there was like, it's like a 4-foot gap between the stage and the table they're sitting at, and then the rest of the crowd. So it's like, I'm not on these people, because like the way the stage is set up, if the front row is in the very front, they'd be looking like their necks would be tweaked. And so it's like that stuff I love, because now I'm like looking down into the darkness, and like, and I could see the people, you know. The hot seats are obviously lit up with stage lighting. But like, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm performing for a crowd. I'm not performing for Jessica and her boyfriend in the front row and then everybody else behind them.
Yeah, I mean,
if that makes sense.
I'm also just like very used to these early ass shows. As you mentioned, we did my 2 p.m. show right now because of the time change. My 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday, the light's still out. So I'm trying to figure out if I still want to do it at 7 or if I push it, or if I just get comfortable with the fact that the lights, you know, you can see people, because it's not a black box theater. This is not a club. This is like a side room at a wine bar. And I like that space. So I'm not trying to like not run the show there. But
it's a cool space.
I see what you're saying with like being able to see people's facial reactions. I will say, I was in a theater the other day, not performing, watching. And when I walked in, Brian Simpson was on stage, and it was just so fascinating to see Brian Simpson performing in a theater with other people too. And the lights were on, so you could see everyone's face, and the headliner wanted that. And I could see why, if the headliner wanted that, everyone else that performed would need to do that, or it would be really weird for everyone's eyes
to
adjust like this, you know. So everyone needed to do that. And I was like, Brian was doing great, you know, he's a professional. But I was also so curious what was going on in his mind doing this fucking theater with the lights on, you know, like as someone who does clubs regularly.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, because when I was at This actually happened when I was at the Harrisburg Comedy Zone. I almost had like a panic attack on stage. I actually did, and I like snapped out of it, and then, you know, and nobody else even knew. Like, it became part of the show, which ended up like, they, because these people don't know what I'm about to say. So anything that I say, they think is calculated, even if it's not. And so it's like you're just almost selling it. I did a joke that had like a 35 second laugh break, which is too long. It's too long because now I'm in my own head and I start thinking that, oh, you look like an asshole up here. Why is your hand in your pocket? Oh, you should switch the mic to your other hand. You look like an idiot or stuff like that. It's like, oh, you close your mouth. You're open your mouth. Like, you look like you're having fun. Smile while, you know, stuff like that. And so, you know, it's nothing. And I end up looking fine. Like, I watch the tapes. I look fucking fine. But in my head, I'm like, if it's a 30-second lap break, I'm like, that's too long. And I'm just like, this is fucking, ah. And so, like, halfway, like, 15 seconds into it, I looked at this guy who's in the front row, and his mouth was just, you know, open from laughing. And, like, for whatever reason, I feel like I got sucked into this guy's mouth. Like my eyes, like, zoomed into his mouth. And I started, like, freaking out because I started, like, thinking. I was like, oh, this guy has his own life. He's probably got a kid. What, you know, what is humanity? This guy goes home. Like, oh, I have my own life. This guy has his own life. Oh, all these people are individuals. And so I just started, like, breaking down humanity. And I'm in the middle of a set. And I'm like, oh, shit. And so then my arm started tingling. Because I was just like, oh, shit. I'm, like, freaking out about, you know, my own existence. Because I haven't, like, come to grips with my existence yet. You know what I mean? And so, like, yeah. And so it's like, I don't want to see your fucking face because it makes me think. I'd rather just be up there performing solo. I'd rather be up there doing my thing. You guys are enjoying me doing my thing. I don't want to see your fucking mouth open.
Men would rather literally break down on stage than
go to therapy.
Than acknowledge their existence in private and, you know, be in their thoughts.
Yeah, but it was fine.
But no, I'm not hack. I wasn't going to say men would rather break down on stage and go to therapy. No, I was saying something that was funny, but not from the internet.
I don't know. I wasn't breaking down, but, like, it was, you know, in my own head. And then, you know, I told the next joke and I snapped right out of it. But, like, I think it's just ADHD, just, like, kind of sidetracking in the back of my head.
No. It
and goes- I just tell jokes on autopilot sometimes. And so then when I'm just, like, on autopilot doing an hour, I'll just, like, think about other shit. I'll think about, like, what I'm about to go eat after the show. But I'm, like, my mouth is really moving telling some joke I've told 1,000 times.
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes sense. Definitely muscle memory. You booked tonight?
I don't think so. No.
Nice. I have my show tonight. I'm nervous.
Why?
Low tickets, so I'm gonna have to go soon to bark.
Oh, is that where you're headed?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, we could get out here. I think we've been rolling for over an hour and a half. I'm gonna take a nap.
I feel like we've been doing this for 2 hours. Yeah.
It has been.
Yeah. It's been fun. It's been fun. But, you know, sometimes the work of part of this showbiz calls you.
Anyway, this was a lot of fun. I leave the final minute of the podcast to the guest to say whatever, plug whatever, any final parting words of wisdom you might have in case you die on the way home.
Yeah,
this next minute is all you.
Yeah, no, this was a lot of fun. Thank you for having me. If you guys want to learn more about me, you can find me on socials at Destiny Lalane on everything. And if you want to come to my shows, it's bookwormcomedy.com, and you'll find all the shows I'm running in town. So, but yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun. I'm excited to keep working with you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Have a great day.
You too.